brought to you by
Grubbs Chrysler Jeep and Charity Motors.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, the water coolers around Prestonwood Baptist Church are talking about one thing and one thing only, and it's not a good thing. Church sucks. This is this big, giant church up there on Northwest Highway in Preston, right?
Right. That's huge.
I mean, it takes up like five city blocks.
It's like a junior college.
Well, it is a junior college. It's pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks nice. I'm sure it's a just a beautiful, beautiful, extraordinary house of worship.
Well, anyway, bad news.
Sure, God would be just as satisfied with something a little less extravagant.
Well, God's not—he's not going to be satisfied with this at all, because a minister—I don't know exactly what type of minister, but he is a minister at the Prestonwood Baptist Church. Joe Barron has been arrested in a sex sting.
Well, welcome to the world of the Catholics.
Yeah. It says they got 26,000 members. Wow.
That's big.
And 40 ministers.
It's more than they have in Knox City.
Yeah, it is, Mike. And 40 ministers. Why are people calling? Are these Baptists already freaking out? I haven't even told the story yet.
Don't worry about it.
Well, here's what happened. Joe Barron, 52, had been chatting for 2 weeks with a person online that he thought was a juvenile. According to the police... Oh, this is a Plano church. This is Plano. That's why they're calling. What's that Baptist church right there on Preston Northwest Highway?
Telling Reiner? Shut up, you
Oops.
Idiot. I don't think that's a Baptist church. I think that's...
Is that Methodist?
Oh,
at Preston and Northwest Highway?
Yes.
There's not one
Is there? Well, yeah, there is. There's something there.
Yeah,
there's
dude,
a lot of churches
huge.
Over there. Whatever. Just tell the right story.
Okay. Well, I am. I just got the church wrong.
That's why these people are calling, because
yeah,
you're besmirching the name of the great Prestonwood Baptist. And they won't have none of it.
Well, okay. Plano Prestonwood Baptist. Wherever the hell that is in Plano. Sorry to all the people that go to the other one.
Suck it.
Right, Mike.
God. Quit calling. Stop it.
So he's chatting for 2 weeks with a person he thought was a juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
The cops said the online conversations were sexually explicit in nature.
Mm.
Tuesday, Mr. Barron asked if the girl could meet him in person. She lived in Bryan, Texas. Or that's what she told him.
Where's that?
College Station.
Oh.
That's where they have Texas A&M.
That's right. Where Mike's never been.
Have to.
So, anyway.
One game per series, Holmes.
He says, of course I'll go down there and meet him. Of course I will.
I like to make love.
So he gets in his car yesterday and cruises down to Bryan, the three-hour drive. And when he gets to the house, the police arrest him, seize his vehicle. Search his vehicle. They found webcam equipment, a headset, and condoms.
Mm.
Did you bring condoms?
The girl, he thought, was 13, which is never a good sign. They also went to his Plano home, where they seized a desktop, two laptops, numerous computer disks, and memory cards. The Prestonwood church officials also gave police officials access to his computer at the church. Mike Buster.
Who?
That's a fun name.
Mike Buster, Prestonwood's executive pastor, said, "We are disturbed and saddened by the reports we have heard, and we are praying for the Barron family. We are fully cooperating with police in their investigation."
I'm going to pray for the Buster family.
I am too. You know what? Will you take one of these people?
Go ahead. It's your show.
What?
Hi there, you're on the air.
That Corby is half.
What? Go ahead.
You're halfway right.
Okay, go ahead.
Preston Wood did used to be down in that area of Dallas years ago.
Okay, now it's in Plano?
But they have moved up to Plano since then.
What's that church down there on Preston Northwest Highway?
I think it's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Adventist? A Seventh-day Adventist?
All right, thank you.
Glad we got that straightened out.
I'd like to get some family history on this guy. It doesn't say in this Dallas News article.
Let's get Mr. Buster on.
Mike, Pastor Buster.
Hey, man.
Pastor Buster, I'm having...
Pastor some... Buster.
Look, we don't need to be making fun of Pastor Buster.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
you
praying
are.
For his family.
He's not the object of this story, though.
Yeah, but he's the one that's got to deal with it on a daily basis.
Pastor Barron, Pastor Joe Barron is the one that we're worried about over here.
He's the one that's diddling.
13. Well, 13!
Pastor Barron, what were you thinking?
That's sick.
Man, when you got Stormy out there and thousands upon thousands like her, what's the point?
Leave eighth graders alone.
He's listed as a minister of married adult three.
Hey now.
On the leadership and staff page.
Okay.
As of the church website.
Does it say anything about his family?
Granny's got gonorrhea.
What? Hotline. Hotline. It may be Pastor Buster.
No.
I hope so.
No, it doesn't.
Do we give all the pastors around town our hotline number in case we screw up the info?
And the P1s, apparently.
All right, how many people are listening to this that go to this church of the 26,000 members?
I bet quite a few.
Who was that, Grooves?
I bet they're listening to hear what you have to say about church.
So it's the First Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
The First Baptist Church of what? That's downtown.
Dallas?
That's downtown.
Park City's Baptist.
That's what that is?
According to the map I'm seeing, there's three or four churches right there, but I'm going to go with Park City's Baptist.
Well, this is like the biggest son of a bitch you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, you're talking about the one on Northwest Highway to the east of Preston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was thinking right at that intersection. I was thinking there's nothing but a shopping center there.
Yeah, just on the other side of that shopping center.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't really refer to a church as a son of a bitch.
I said
if I were you.
I said it's a big son of a bitch church.
My God. Like, you're not already have seven punches on your hell ticket now with all the crap you say about
sure
Jesus.
Sucks.
He's got more than seven.
Quoting.
Whatever.
Jesus loved to party.
Wow.
But he died for your
seriously.
Sins. Quoting a song that you opened for the band. You, Danny, you.
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
There's a punch on both of your hell tickets for that.
What about you?
Jesus.
We're not talking about
chicken.
Me.
What was that?
Park City.
Jesus loves our chicken.
Park City's Baptist is at Preston and Northwest
All
Highway.
Right. Don't you think,
I just got a text message from an unknown number.
All right, don't you think, though, that if I do have seven marks against me, that at least he'll laugh at, and Jesus loves our chicken? Don't you think that I've kind of made up for it with that? Don't
Jesus
you think?
S'mores.
I hope he has a sense of humor.
I don't think he does.
Oh, boy, do I ever hope he does.
I don't think he does.
Oh, I hope
he does.
He
always looks stern in pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
He looks no nonsense.
It's like they had a... Well, the disciples are walking around with fun savers.
In all his
pictures.
Right.
In all his movies, too. He never smiles much.
Like, know? Peter's like, hey, Jesus, man, can I get a shot with my new camera phone? Pictures.
You think at wedding receptions they leave those little disposable cameras at tables to take pictures of Jesus?
You're an idiot.
Fill these up. We got to fill the wedding book up, too.
No, he's right. He's right about this. In fact, that might get one punch taken off of his card.
Which one? That Jesus loves his chicken?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to bring that tape with me to heaven just in case he forgets.
He's not going to forget anything.
All right. When I go, will you please bury me with a CD of that bit, of the Barb Smith bit?
We'll bury you with Barb.
Groups
thinks she needs to be put to sleep anyway.
You could be buried with worse. You know?
Yeah.
I would want her to be on top. If we're buried together.
Yeah.
As long as she's gone.
God!
So, Barb, if we have a joint murder-suicide, let's agree to get buried together.
And you're on top of Corby.
And you're on top.
She'd smother you with those things.
Have a
I'm
hot
dead,
car.
Dummy.
Double smother.
I don't care.
Less tie.
360 heading north of Division. The right lane is locked your jam to Arkansas. This report has been brought to you also by Heaven's Gate Barbecue. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. When St. Peter asks you if you're ready to see Jesus or have some ribs from Heaven's Gate, tell him you want the dang ribs. And Jesus loves their chicken. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. With the tickets. Ticket up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
You have a choice.
And all right.
Ribs
so you go.
Or Jesus.
Yes, you're... Right at the doorstep. Mm-hmm. You see the gates. You see people inside playing tennis.
Right.
Having fun.
Making love.
Right. There's probably bounce houses over there. People
right.
are just, wee-hee, heaven, yay! Mm-hmm. It's real colorful. And then St. Peter asks you, all right, you can gain entrance if you just answer this question.
Right. Your name is written in the book of life.
Right.
You may enter the kingdom of heaven, or you can have this plate of ribs.
Right. Jesus... Or ribs.
Well, you tell him you want the dang ribs.
You know what's funny? Is that when I wrote that, it was damn.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't read that. She would read the rest of it. She said dang.
She wouldn't?
No, but she said dang. But she read, so I just can't say damn.
Well.
Yeah.
I hear her say so much worse all
oh,
the time.
No kidding. Especially when she's on her phone yelling at her kids.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, they'll take the starch out of anybody.